Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests that we bring to you each and every day. We have a fantastic guest on the show. I heard he had a nickname when he was at Oklahoma State, Mr. Olympia. He was all academic. He was also down at the Tropical Bowl. It's none other than the standout interior lineman, Israel Antoine. Israel, welcome to the program, my friend. How's today treating you?
Today is going well, sir. Very well.
Wonderful to hear that. Now, I heard you're down in Florida training.
Yes, sir.
Where are you training at, and how long have you been down there?
I've been down here for about a couple of weeks now, and still getting used to the training, but so far I'm loving it here.
All right. I'm on the what facility are you training at?
I'm training at Total Athletic Performance.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You're in good hands. Very good hands. You've been down there for a couple of weeks. Now, I got to tease you a little bit. 2 weeks. Are you looking in the mirror to see the results yet?
Oh, yes, sir. I look in the mirror almost every day.
Excellent stuff. So let's kind of rewind. Let's go back. Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you playing the game of football way back then? And if you were you the bigger, more athletic guy from the get-go?
Yes, sir, I was. Back when I was playing Pee Wee football, my coach was actually very excited once he saw me because I was the biggest kid on the team. He actually asked my dad for my birth certificate because he didn't think that I was young enough to play Pee Wee football. He thought I was older.
Wow, that's great. You do hear those stories where, you know, some parents are like, hey, there's no way this kid's legit, but you were just a little bit bigger than the rest. So kind of take us through, did they have you on the line? I mean, like, we had an offensive lineman on about a half hour ago, and he said when he started, he was actually playing quarterback sometimes. So who knows what other positions you played. That said, have you always been on the interior?
Yes, sir. Mainly because of, you know, my size. The majority of playing football growing up, I've played on both sides, offensive line and defensive line.
Nice. And then obviously you've done your thing at the collegiate level, and here we are, Tropical Bowl, you're training for the draft, you're a 2022 NFL draft prospect. All those things I just mentioned, have you taken that in yet? Do you realize the situation you're in, like a dream come true? You're almost there, but you're almost at the end of this collegiate journey, making your path towards the next level?
Right. This actually started with me and my dad since middle school when I was 12 years old. I had told my dad what I wanted to do with my life. And since then, we had just started training, going to the gym every day after practice, after workouts, and leading up to now. And this has been the main goal that we have had set in our minds all the way up to this point that we're at now.
Wonderful. I'm just curious. You mentioning your dad, and you know, you saying, you know, you're 12 years old, middle school. You guys are doing your thing, and you know, he's going to be there for you. Is he like your biggest? you know, your biggest promoter and also your harshest critic? How does your dad come across after a bad game, and how's he come across after a good game?
Yeah, you were pretty spot on about that. Usually after games, he watches the games that, you know, that he has set to record at home, and he always gives me tidbits on what to do, what not to do, which pass rush moves would work and stuff like that.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Israel Antoine, the standout Oklahoma State interior lineman here on the C2P. If you miss any of it, Apple Tunes, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, you guys know the drill. All those places, opportunities to download or wherever you listen to your podcast. Let's kind of get into the nitty-gritty, I like to say. You're down at the Tropical Bowl. You got to do your thing. You got to mingle and have these scouts see you up close. What was that experience like, and did you get any feedback from the National Football League and these scouts?
The Tropical Bowl was definitely an experience for me, being around a bunch of other guys, other football players that are being looked at by other scouts. But I say during the practices of the Tropical Bowl and after the game, I have gotten some feedback and contacts from other scouts.
Oh, that's nice. Does that put some pep in your step? Does that validate all the hard work that they're recognized, that everything that you've done, they're appreciating it and taking notice of?
Oh, yes. This has me. I'm always very excited to see stuff like that, but I always tell myself that this is just the beginning, that I have a long way to go from here.
And that's a great mindset to have. You do. You're on the cusp of something great, but there's going to be a lot of hard work in the next few months to get you the right where you need to be. And that goes with everybody. It doesn't matter what level you're at, where you're coming from. You got to really, really put it all in right now as we build towards April 28th through the 30th, Las Vegas, 2022 NFL Draft. For you, I ask this question of all our guests. If we put you in that film room, you're watching tape with these scouts, they're breaking it down. What do you think they're going to love about you? I like to call them your hallmark home run abilities that are going to pop off the tape, and they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
Well, I'd say that my biggest strength is, of course, my strength, speed, quickness. And, you know, when I get off the ball and attack the offensive line, I always draw double teams. And that's how it was for me mostly this past season with Oklahoma State. I was always drawing double teams.
Yeah. So if they don't got 4 or 6 hands on you, you're going to have your way with them. Fair enough?
Yes, and that usually opens up some running lanes for the other guys, the other D tackles, DNs, and linebackers.
Yeah, and you, for you being that interior clogger like that, are you insulted when they don't double team you? Are you like, is it a sign of disrespect?
I don't look at it as a sign of disrespect. I mainly look at it as, you know, as a mistake on their part, and they usually regret it, putting one guy on me, because I usually, you know, when they have one guy set to try and block me, I let them know that, yeah, you're going to need more guys than this.
Wonderfully said. I mean, this is our first time speaking, but you come across as such a nice young man. I mean, you know, when do you flip the switch, Israel? When do you become this ferocious guy on the field?
It's usually as soon as I step on the football field. I'm usually sitting in the locker room, listening to music, just telling myself that, you know, it's time for business. Like, there's no time for any fun and games. When it's time for business, we get down to business.
Definitely, and very well said. How about this one? Because this is your show, and there might be something out there teams need to know about you. Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. Maybe the system you ran defensively didn't allow you to showcase other abilities. What do these scouts need to know about you that can help you fall in their good graces as we move forward to the 2022 NFL Draft?
I'd say that I am – very effective in the pass rush, usually in third down situations. Again, going back to my my strength and my quickness, as soon as firing off the ball, drawing the double team, the attention, and also pressing the pocket and pressuring the quarterback.
Wonderfully said. And way to really rally around that question and help yourself out. You know, we try to promote everybody the best we can. Some guys are just like, I love football. I'm like, well, we hope you love football, man. I mean, that's kind of part of it. You know, I think teams assume you do. When you look, can you believe your college career has kind of come and gone? We're looking back a little bit. Did it go too quick, not quick enough, or just right?
I look at it that it came along just right, that whatever needed to happen for me to get here happened. And I'm thankful for my dad, and I'm thankful for all the people that have helped me get here to where I am now.
Yeah. Do you get comparisons to anybody? You're not saying, hey, I'm better than this guy, but after a Monday night game, are you getting texts during the game the next morning, family, friends, teammates, coaches, saying, hey, Israel, we were watching the game. When we see this guy, it kind of reminds us of you?
No, I don't really get a text like that. I usually get, you know, the usual text saying good job at the game and that they watch the game, that they're, you know, watching in support and that they're there for me 100% of the way.
Fair enough. And that's really all you can do is, you know, get the accolades, put it in your back pocket and kind of keep grinding. Once again, Israel Antoine, the standout Oklahoma State interior lineman here on the C2P. We're almost out of time. We always like to have a little bit of fun. They're a little bit off the wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Of course. Let's do it.
Okay. Now, it could be Coach Gundy or somebody else on that Oklahoma State staff. Who has the biggest pet peeve during practice, something that kind of drives the coach nuts, and maybe it's something you look back and laugh about now?
I'd say a good coach that I know, Coach Rob Glass. He's the head strength and conditioning coach. He really doesn't like it when the players, you know, lounge around, not even a little bit at all during practice. And based on the stories that I've heard, when players have been to lounge around in practice, he has all the players line up on the sideline and he runs them for a good bit of the practice. And once we're done, we go right back to where we left off.
Wow, that's pretty intense. That'll teach everybody your lesson. And that'll make you tell your teammate, hey, let's get on the same page because we don't want to do that again. How about this one? Superstitions, anything like that during game day? Do you got your rituals set out, or you just kind of go with the flow?
Well, it's kind of, for me, it's a bit of in between. I'm mainly calm before games, getting into the zone, but I also like to, you know, listen to some music to help me get into the zone, listen to some affirmations that I have set up in a playlist on YouTube. I listen to those affirmations just about every game. That really helps me get into that zone to really get after the guy with the ball.
Excellent. I love it. Very nicely said. And then the final one, it might be hard to believe. We're sitting at the end of January and we got a couple months to go, but this draft is right around the corner. That said, draft weekend, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board. I assume you're going to be with family and dear friends. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
You asked who's the best coach in my family?
No, the best cook. Who's the best cook in your family, and what do you want that person to make on draft day to celebrate?
Well, you know, it's been quite a long time, but I wouldn't mind my dad cooking up some good pork chops on draft day.
There you go.
Yeah, he knows how to cook some really good pork chops.
There you go, man. Hey, he's been there from the get-go, and he'll be there on draft day helping you again with a fine meal. Israel, you were a blast to have on. I'm so glad we got to share you with your audience. I know you're very busy. You're doing training and everything that comes with being in this position. But please stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we just appreciate you stopping by the show.
Of course. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Once again, that is the standout from Oklahoma State, Israel Antoine. So much to like about this young man. You guys, he sounds so intellectual and so calm. And if you watch this kid play, I mean, he's violent. I mean, you don't want to be around him. I mean, he really brings it. It just, and that's what's the fun part about football. I mean, these guys play the game and they're just normal, and you know, they're just normal like everybody else. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.